Moel. You've hardly touched your drink. This is meant to be a celebration of battle well fought. Raise your glass to good health and protection from harm. So much blood and sweat is in the air. The energy after victory is intoxicating. Wouldn't you say, little princeling? Oh, come now. Allow your queen a bit of fun. I led our people to glory. Yet again. A trip to the Isles during this time of year is a nice change of scenery from the capital. Yes, yes. Your navy does keep our enemies at bay. But my ravens spotted the threat while you were asleep on your soft silk pillows, my prince. I can't have the edge of my kingdom thinking their queen will leave them to fend for themselves. You must admit that when you saw me coming to your rescue, my armor shining, my blade red with the blood of our enemies, you felt inspiration stir within you. I saw it in your eyes. You and your people along the coast, including the Isles, are under my protection. If I abandoned you, the other kingdoms would tear you apart without a second thought. Your soldiers are certainly keeping my kitchen busy. What do their rations consist of? Fish is fine, albeit smelly. But if we must send you more livestock, we can do so. A herd of elk on the next shipment. The former king's remaining advisors told me to keep the soldiers' rations light. But look at them, sturdier than ever. His death is the best thing to happen to this kingdom. May he rest in peace. The mourning period was only difficult because it delayed my coronation. And the endless demands for me to marry again and produce an heir. But for what? You've seen the ports. Trade is stronger than ever. Our streets are clean. The men are building homes at a rate that is keeping up with the refugees. The schools are filled with children learning and being fed. The brothel complaints are at an all-time low. I think I'm doing quite well. And none of the suitors even come close to what I would need. No, I'll delay that a bit more. But you, on the other hand, are much more in line with what's expected of you, aren't you, little one? Come now, tell me. Which princess do they have on their way this time with the dowry full of gold and sapphires? That waif of a thing? Those chests won't be full of sapphires, but potatoes. How will that reflect on our region? Your advisors could use a bit of straightening out. No. No, you must dismiss her. You don't need to be betrothed. We can double the victories tonight, and you and I will work out the right alliance that will work for both of us. Come with me.
Now.
My chambers are just around this corner. And once you enter, all that have seen us leave the feast will tell your sweet peasant princess that I've taken you. Regardless of what you run back and tell them. So, You can leave and go back to the celebration. With your balls still full of what I desire. Or you can come with me and give yourself to your queen willingly. This isn't a marriage proposal. I may be many things, but I do have standards. But romance can come later. After a battle, I too have heightened desire and needs for more carnal pleasures. Now, take off your velvet and furs and settle on my bed. You'll have to forgive me for the firmness, little princeling. I'll be sure to fill the room with feathers and satin when I take you next. You will use your tongue on me, lest I have my cooks serve it to me for breakfast. I only tease. I have much better uses for you. It's a shame I won't be able to savor your expression. As I take my seat on your face. How the mighty have fallen. Use your hands to grip my thighs. You can tap them if you need to breathe, and I'll try and pay attention. Yes, the golden tongue of diplomacy. Carefully circling my savory post-battle pussy. How does it taste? Perfume and oils for preparation in your meal tonight. Only the taste of a warrior. Take a breath, my prince. I must put your royal cock to good use. Stay on your back, little princeling. Wouldn't want you to hurt yourself. Are you ticklish? If you keep wiggling, I won't be able to hold you up. You must learn what positions please me and how your cock can be most efficient. Holding you up this way keeps me in control and allows me to look down upon your pretty face. Earning your queen's pleasure is a noble deed. I'll show you some mercy. Any marks I leave ought to show our court that you are mine. Oh, my spies will keep me aware of any guests in and out of your castle. Oh, and I shall address behavior that I deem unacceptable as treason. Watching you struggle to hold back is better than watching our enemies fall. Oh, should I stop, my prince? Oh, you must speak clearly. Now, beg. Oh, beg your queen to take you and use you and drain you of your seed. Oh, beg for your queen's womb to be filled and produce your heir. Beg for release. Oh, you, oh, Now, this is the only place that you will surrender. My chambers. And should I call for a bath for you? We can rest here while you recover. But I will hold you on your side, my little princeling.